Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We are honored to be here with you again this week, and we thank you for joining us. We greet you in the precious name of Jesus, and it is His name we exalt and praise. You are listening to Hope for Today, and this program is produced by Heralds of Hope. Each week, this Bible teaching is broadcast in many countries via radio. We thank God for this technology, and it's our goal to use this medium to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Last week, we looked at the first 8 verses of the high priestly prayer in John 17, and this week, we continue our study by looking at the next 9 verses. Today's lesson is called Jesus' Goals for Disciples, and the teaching is divided into 3 goals. The goals are identification, unification, and sanctification. I'd like for us to think more about sanctification. It's one of those words we hear and use many times, and for some of us, we forget exactly what it means. The word sanctify and the word holy have the same Greek root word. In English, our 2 words don't look or sound related. However, their definitions are definitely similar. Sanctify, which means to set apart as or declare holy, and holy means dedicated or consecrated to God, to be sacred. As you can hear from the definitions, sanctify is basically the same thing as being made holy. And 1 Peter 1:16 tells us to be holy as He is holy. But you may ask, how do we become more holy? And what exactly is sanctification? To be holy is to be more like God. Sanctification is the continuing action of being separated unto God. It may seem daunting to realize there is always room for improvement, and as long as we are alive, we are not finished. Being free from sin and letting go of the world so we are separated to God is a big task. And to some people, it's so overwhelming they don't ever bother to begin. I understand this hesitation, but this is the wrong view of holiness and sanctification. Zach Poonen said, "Holiness is like health." Would you say you don't want to be healthy? Of course not. In fact, we take many measures to retain our health and make it better. We think about what we eat and how it will affect our health. And some people are very disciplined to exercise so their health doesn't deteriorate. None of us are worried about getting healthier. No, we desire that. We want more health. We would love to find a cure for cancer. And I, for one, wouldn't care if I never heard the word COVID again. I'm guessing you feel similar. All that to say, health is good. We welcome it and we want more of it. Being sanctified is becoming healthier. Let's free our lives from sin and any entanglement with sin. It might be hard, but so is consistently exercising. But we do it because of the benefit. As sin is confessed and we purify ourselves, we become more like Christ and have a deeper relationship with Him. And this is sanctification. This is spiritual health. I'm saying all of this so we're not discouraged by sanctification. Don't look at it and think, why bother? It's such a huge task and I'll never be finished. No, this is health. This is good for us. God wants us to become more like Him. Thank you for thinking with me about sanctification. I encourage you to listen to God's still small voice as He puts His finger on areas of your life that need to be sanctified.
In life, you and I achieve the most when we set goals for ourselves. It's usually best to set a goal that we can't reach too easily, so that we have to stretch, as it were, to try harder to reach that goal. And of course, we need to know our limits so we can do our best, but not become discouraged when we can't reach the goal. In our spiritual life as well as our natural life, there are goals to be achieved. Sometimes other people set goals for us. Did you know that God has set goals for those who follow Him? In Romans 3:23 we read, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." God has a certain goal for us, and in this prayer of Jesus, I want you to notice some of the goals that He set for His disciples and for you and me. This is the second of three messages based on the longest recorded prayer of Jesus. Some people refer to it as Jesus' high priestly prayer. The other prayers of Jesus that we have on record are all shorter. We do know, however, that Jesus spent whole nights in prayer on different occasions. And at the beginning of His ministry, He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So Jesus truly was a person of prayer. Let's go again to this sacred prayer room in John chapter 17, and today we will look at verses 9 through 17. Join me to meditate about Jesus' goals for disciples as I read those verses. That's John 17, 9 to 17. Jesus says, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those you have given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth." In this part of His prayer, Jesus defined those certain goals for His disciples. The first goal is the goal of unification. Those whom the Father had given to Him were certain ones. He prayed for those who belonged to the Father, for the ones the Father had given to Him. You see, there was complete unity between Him and the Father as they shared together. Notice with me that Jesus expressed a desire for them to be one. We might ask the question, one in what way? Well, notice what He prayed, "so that they may be one as we are." This is very important, my friend. It's not just to be one, but to be one like God and Jesus are one, like the Father and the Son are one. That is the goal of unity or unification that Jesus set for His disciples. They belong to the Father, and the Father gave them to Jesus, and now Jesus is asking the Father that His followers may be one as He and God are one. I've learned that all true believers all over the world have a sense of belonging together. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He set forth this goal of unification for His disciples. The next goal, then, is the goal of identification. Jesus prayed, "I have kept them in your name." They belong to Jesus, and so Jesus said, "I have kept them in your name." This, too, is very important because the people of God belong together. Because they are the people of God, they have this identification. Now, you and I don't necessarily wear anything which identifies us, and yet, in a sense, we do. Because we are not of this world, we have the joy of Jesus. He said, "I speak these things in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." So there is the joy of the Lord that is something of a badge of identity. Many people in the world are sad, but we have joy. But then Jesus said, "They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world." And because they were not of this world, and the world hates them. You see, this also is a kind of identification, a kind of separation, you might say, that Jesus set as a goal for his disciples. You can't be both. You can't be a disciple of Jesus and a friend of the world. It doesn't work. And Jesus makes that very clear in this portion of Scripture. The goal of identification for Jesus' disciples is separation from the world, just like he was not of this world. So we have the goal of unification and the goal of identification. And then there's a final goal, the goal of sanctification. Here, Jesus prayed that God would keep his followers from the evil. Not that he would take them out of the world, but he would keep them from the evil that is in the world. They were in the world, that is, they lived in a certain location on planet Earth, but Jesus prayed to the Father that they might be kept from the evil that is in the world, and that they might follow him as being not of the world. I believe you can call that a process and a position. That is, to be kept from the evil and to be like Jesus, not a part of the world. But then Jesus further prayed for the special means by which this sanctification might be effected in the lives of the disciples. He asked the Father to sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. And so, my friend, I am very thankful that we have God's word, the Holy Scripture. Do you see what Jesus says it will do? It will sanctify or set apart his disciples because God's word is truth. Praise God for these goals that Jesus desired for his disciples. They are possible because Jesus prayed to God the Father with specific requests. Let me repeat those goals for you. They are the goal of unification, that we might be one as he and the Father are one. The goal of identification, that we might truly understand that we belong to God and not to the world. And the goal of sanctification, that we might apply the word of truth to our hearts, which will set us apart unto God. As believers, we have unique goals to reach. And because Jesus prayed and because he empowers us, we can reach them. And for this, we give thanks to the Lord.
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.